This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. And it's another beautiful Wednesday evening. Walhamdulillah. Our majlis of knowledge, our majlis of ilm, our majlis of dhikr. Bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current series, going through the beautiful ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi, Rahimahullah. That scholar, that alim, that muhaddith, he's put together this collection of 42 ahadith. You in Morocco, you in China, you in Africa, you in Delhi, wherever you might be, subhanallah, the ulama, the students of knowledge, the masajid you would find, they have this small book, the 40 ahadith. Hadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. Young kids in madrasa memorizing it from the age of 5, from the age of 6, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, why collect these ahadith? What's special about these 42 ahadith? Well, Imam An-Nawawi, he mentioned himself that the deen of Al-Islam, the meaning of this deen is contained within these ahadith. These ahadith extremely comprehensive. They might be short in their wording, but vast in their meaning. If you understand them, then bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, you understand the deen of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, in our previous majlis, we had concluded hadith number 24. And what special hadith was that? What special type of hadith was that? That was a hadith Qudsi, where the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Allah said such and such. We discussed that hadith in great detail. Allah mentions, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu zulma ala nafsi, waja'altuhu baynakum muharrama, fala tazalamu. O my slaves, O my servants, verily, I've prohibited oppression upon myself, and I have prohibited it amongst one of you, amongst all of you, between each one of you, it is completely haram. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in that hadith, and we discuss the details of that in our previous majlis. The audio recordings are available at the studio, and also you can find them on muslimcentral.com, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we now move on to hadith number 25, masha'Allah. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we read the hadith, insha'Allah. Al-hadith al-khamis wal-ishroon. An Abi Dhar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu aydan. Abu Dhar, he narrated the previous hadith, and he also narrates this hadith number 25. What did he mention? He mentions something which happened during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An incident. What was this incident? Anna nasan min ashabi Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qalu lin-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A group of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, dhahaba ahl ad-duthur bil ujur, the people of wealth, the people of money, the affluent, they have gone away with all of the rewards. Yusalluna kama nusalli, they pray as we pray. Wa yasumuna kama nasum, and they fast as we fast. Wa yatasaddaquna bifuduli amwalihim, and they give in charity with the extra wealth that they have. That's the issue, subhanallah. These companions, they were not from the affluent ones. They were from those who didn't really have much wealth. They come, Ya Rasulullah, the affluent ones, the rich ones, they've gone away with all of the rewards. What do you mean by this? They say, well, Ya Rasulullah, They pray as we pray. وَيَسُومُونَ كَمَا نَسُومُ They fast as we fast. We equal in that. But the difference is, وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ They give in charity from the excess wealth that they have. Which these companions, these poor companions, they don't have that excess wealth. So how are we going to match them? They are getting extra rewards. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to these companions. What did he say? أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَا تَصَدَّقُونَ Has Allah not given you many things for you to give away in charity? إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ Every tasbih is a sadaqah. To say, Subhanallah, it is sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ Every Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ Every time you say, Alhamdulillah, it is sadaqah. وَكُلِّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ Every La ilaha illallah, it is sadaqah. وَأَمْرٍ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٍ And to order the good is sadaqah. وَنَهْيٍ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ صَدَقَةٍ And to prevent people from evil, it is sadaqah. Subhanallah. Every subhanallah, your alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, ordering the good, forbidding the evil, all of these are types of sadaqah. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam continues, and he mentions to them, وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٌ Subhanallah. And in the sexual act of any one of you, there's also charity. It's also charity. It is sadaqah. When you satisfy yourself intimately with your spouse, then this is sadaqah. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ Any one of us, he comes to his wife and he fulfills his desires. And this will be sadaqah for him. And there will be a reward for him in this. Our Rasul, our Habib, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? How did he respond to this question? He said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ Don't you see? If he satisfied himself in haram, would he not get punishment? Would it not be evil for him? Would it not be unlawful? Would it not be a sin that he is earning? So they agreed. فَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ Then similarly, if he satisfies himself in the halal, then there will be a reward for him. Subhanallah. Satisfies himself in the haram, there will be sin. Well, if he satisfies himself in the halal, then this will be reward for him. Hadith Rawahu Muslim, reported by Imam Muslim. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Hadith number 25 and Hadith number 26, dealing with the matters of charity. 25, the acts of charity, the various types and classifications and divisions of charity. Charity is not only giving of your money, giving of your wealth. Rather, the Islamic definition of charity is much more vast than that. We begin the hadith explanation, insha'Allah. Number one, the takhrij of this hadith. This hadith is authentic, reported by Imam Muslim, Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Abu Dawood. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, you will find this hadith and other books of a hadith. Number two, the narrator, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, radiallahu ta'ala an. We've already discussed his biography when we discussed hadith number 18, and there's no need to repeat, insha'Allah. Number three, general comments with regards to this hadith, insha'Allah. This hadith indicates that there are different types and forms of sadaqah, subhanAllah. There are different types and different forms of sadaqah. Not only giving your rands and your dollars. Many varied types of good deeds are available to the Muslim. You know, you can do this act, mashallah, you get reward. You do another act there, you get reward for that. Whatever you like, mashallah. There's a whole market available to you in terms of good deeds. and you choose whatever you want. Walhamdulillah. It also shows us, subhanallah, the tanafus, how eager the companions were to perform acts which were pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't come to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, look at those who are rich. They have these types of animals. They have these type of clothes that they wear. They have this in their house. They have that in their house." No! They were not concerned with regards to their material wealth. Rather, what concerned them was what these people do with the material excess wealth, which earns them reward. And we are not getting those rewards. Subhanallah. Tanafus. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, subhanallah. And they were saddened. They were saddened by the fact that they didn't have that wealth, and they couldn't give that charity, and then they wouldn't get that reward. They were saddened by that fact. And we find in the Noble Quran, Allah mentions a similar incident. لَيْسَ عَلَى الضُّعَفَاءَ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم علي تولوا وأعينهم سبحان الله. Look at the description. They turned away. تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون. Surah Toba, verse number 91-92. There's no blame upon those who are weak, or those who are ill, or those who don't find resources to fight in jihad fi sabilillah. They're weak, they're old, they don't find the resources. If they are sincere and true to Allah and His Messenger, no grounds can there be against the doers of good. And Allah is oft forgiving and most merciful. Nor is there any blame upon those who came to you, meaning O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who came to you to be provided with mounts. When you said to them, "I can find no mounts for you," there were no animals available for them to ride on. They came, "Ya Rasulullah, give us an animal to go out jihad fi sabilillah." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I don't have anything. قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And then they turned and they left and they went away, while their eyes were overflowing with tears of grief that they could not find anything to spend for this jihad fi sabilillah, subhanallah. They were saddened by the fact that they did not get, and so they couldn't go out in that journey. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Look at the tanafus, look at the competition amongst the companions, subhanallah. We found that Hassan radiallahu rahimahullah, that great scholar of the tabi'een, he said that if you see a man competing with you for this world, you should compete with him for the hereafter. He's competing with you for this dunya, you compete with him for the hereafter. Wahib ibn al-Ward, he said, if you are able to outdo everyone in the race to Allah, then do so. Beat them all in the race to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You be the winner. You be the winner in that race. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the explanation of this hadith. Number one, the eagerness of the companions to compete with one another, to do acts which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It also shows us that this type of like jealousy is a permissible type of jealousy. This jealousy where, you know, these people are doing more than me in terms of good. He's memorized more Quran. He stands in tahajjud salah for a longer period of time. Look at how beautiful his salah and how much of khushu he has in his salah. Look at how much of charity he gives. This type of jealousy is fine, no problem at all. You are competing with one another. As for jealousy in terms of, you know, he was wearing that clothes and this person's house is that size, etc., your material matters, then this is something which is not permissible. Jealousy for material wealth, this is impermissible. Whereas jealousy for good, for khair, then this is permissible. And jealousy in terms of material wealth, that is destruction. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Wallahi, lal faqr akhsha alaykum, walakin akhsha alaykum an tubsata alaykum ad-dunya kama busitat ala man kana qablakum, fatanafasuha kama tanafasuha wa tuhlikakum kama ahlakathum." Prophet ﷺ said, "By Allah, it is not poverty that I fear for you people. I don't fear poverty over you people. But I fear that the world, the dunya, will be spread out before you as it was done, as it happened to the people before you. And then you'll start competing with one another. You know, for this dunya, you will start to compete with one another and it will destroy you as it destroyed those before you." Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. وَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ will destroy you like it destroyed the people before you. Allah musta'an. Other versions, that it will distract you like it distracted others before you. And subhanallah, look at, as we went through that example of the companions, that example mentioned in the Noble Quran, that they were saddened by the fact that they were not given that opportunity to do good. Subhanallah. And so competing in good is praiseworthy. As for competing in terms of this dunya, then this is dispraised and this is destruction. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told in this hadith that these people, they give charity from their excess wealth. They fast like us, they pray like us, and they give charity from their excess wealth. We gauge from this that one should sort out one's obligations first. You give charity, you give sadaqah from your fudul, from the excess wealth that you have. Sort out your family first, sort out your obligations first. Once you have sorted that out, then the excess, then you give from that in charity. Walhamdulillah. Your fard comes obviously before your nafil. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yudayya man yaqut." It is enough for a person to be involved in sin. It's enough as a sin for a person that he to be destroyed, that he doesn't look after those that he is supposed to look after. Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yudayya man yaqut. Those that he's supposed to look after, those that he's supposed to take care of, he falls short in that matter. This would be a sin. And so do not worry about charity and do not worry about giving the rest of the world while your family have not yet been sorted out. Subhanallah. Your Rasul, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. وَابْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ. Begin with those that you need to take care of. وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنَى. And the best type of charity is to give, you know, while you are well taken care of, while you have everything is going well for you. That's the best time to give charity. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. And whoever is satisfied with what Allah has given him, Allah will make him self-sufficient. Try it. And whoever is satisfied with what Allah has given him, Allah will make him self-sufficient. So begin with those that you need to take care of. Because these people were complaining, they were saying, "Ya Rasulullah, these people are giving charity from their excess wealth, not from the fard wealth, from the excess." Sort out your fara'id. You need to look after your wife, you need to look after your kids, you need to sort out the rent, you need to sort out the bread and the milk and school fees. You sort all of that out first, and then anything excess, then you give from there to charity. Walhamdulillah. Then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked these people, "Has Allah not given you anything to give out in charity?" So their minds were focused upon, "We don't have gold, we don't have silver." No, the Islamic definition and concept of charity is much wider than that. It is to do any type of good. Any type of good, then this here will be sadaqah. كُلُّ مَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every act of goodness, it is an act of charity. Hadith reported by Imam Muslim. To even smile to the face of your brother, this is charity. Sadaqa. تَصَدَّقَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْبَلُوا صَدَقَتَهُ. That when we shorten our prayers while we are on travel, instead of praying four, we pray two, then this is a sadaqa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Subhanallah. There's no wealth here, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a sadaqa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to his servants. And so the types of the Islamic concept of sadaqa is much wider. You could do good to others, and you could do good to yourself, for yourself. And all of this will fall within the definition of sadaqah. Subhanallah, somebody says, well, you know, I don't have the opportunity to do this, to do that, to do that. You know what, brother? Even if you stay away from harming people, this is sadaqah. Stay away. You're not giving anything. You're not doing anything good for anybody. Not smiling to anybody. You're not feeding anyone. Khalas, you're not doing any of that. The least is that you do not harm anyone, and that would be sadaqah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He said to that companion, he said, تَكُفُّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَ مِنْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Keep your evil away from the people, and this will be a charitable act from yourself upon yourself. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also said, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقًا. Smiling to the face of your brother, it is charity. وَأَمْرُكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, ordering good is charity. وَنَهْيُكَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقًا. وَإِرْشَادُكَ الرَّجُلِ فِي أَرْضِ الضَّلَالِ لَكَ صَدَقًا. And the person who's lost, he's in this open area and he's lost, and you guide him, then this is also sadaqah. So subhanallah, feeding your family, looking after somebody, looking after an animal, taking care of the animal, removing some harm from the street, from the pathway of people, etc. Every type of act of goodness, it is a type of sadaqah, walhamdulillah. And so they said, don't you have any type of thing that you can give in charity? They were obviously thinking in terms of wealth. Then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that wait, for every tahleelatin, it is sadaqah. Every tasbih, it is sadaqah. All of this here, it is charity. Four phrases Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah. Four phrases, subhanallah, that these all, every one of them, they are a type of sadaqah. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya, wal-baqiyatu s-salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaba wa khayrun amala. Surah Kahf. You all memorized it, inshallah. Wealth and children are the adornment of this life, of this world. But the good righteous deeds, and most of the mufassirin say, good righteous deeds here, what is meant? Is to say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Good righteous deeds, these four phrases, they last and they are better with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are better in respect of your own hope. In fact, you find this weak hadith, it's most likely authentic muqufan upon Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, wherein he mentions, man kana lahu mal falyatasaddaq min malihi, whoever has wealth, let him give charity from his wealth. Wa man kana lahu quwwa, whoever has strength, falyatasaddaq min quwwatihi, let him give charity from his strength, let him help people physically. Wa man kana lahu ilm falyatasaddaq min ilmihi, whoever has knowledge, then let him give charity from his knowledge, subhanallah. Every type of good would be a type of charity. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, ordering good, it is a type of charity. And preventing people from evil, it is also a type of charity. And he goes on, وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقًا. Sexual intercourse with your spouse, yes, it is a type of charity. Subhanallah, we found that some ulama state that yes, you know, when you are intimate with your spouse, and obviously your intention is to satisfy yourself in halal, your intention is to protect the chastity of your spouse, protect your own chastity, etc. So you have this good intention, so obviously you will be rewarded. Other ulama said, no, even if you did not have any specific intention, you didn't have any intention, the mere fact that you are satisfying yourself in halal, this is a rewarding act. We found that this hadith here is proof that if we do ordinary acts, ordinary day-to-day type of act, you're driving, you're eating food, you're drinking some water, if we do these ordinary daily acts with a good intention, then they become acts of obedience. with a good intention, they become acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't become ibadah. No, ibadah is different. But they become acts of obedience which earn you reward, walhamdulillah. And as some ulama said, that, intention, it is the tijara of the ulama. When he goes to sleep, he has the intention, I'm going to wake up for Salatul Fajr. His sleep is rewarding for him. When he goes to work, his intention is to earn halal income for his family, and so that work turns into an act of obedience and he earns reward for that. And so everything that he does, he bought a pen. This pen here, I'm going to write, my schoolwork, my homework, I'm going to do whatever it requires, etc. And so he will earn a reward for that too. Walhamdulillah. And so whatever we do, if we have a good intention, then we will be rewarded, as long as that act is a permissible type of act. We find that the Sahaba, they were surprised by this. Sleeping with the wife, being intimate with the wife, we're going to get reward for this. And so they were surprised. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them a dalil. He rationally explained to them that, don't you see, if you satisfy yourself in haram, you will get a sin? Yes. Well, if you satisfy yourself in halal, then obviously you should get a reward. This hadith here is proof for qiyas. Qiyas is analogy. We make analogies. We know that we have the Quran, then we have the sunnah, then we have ijma', which is consensus. Then we have another tool for legal reasoning, and that is qiyas, analogy. And this type of qiyas in this hadith here is qiyas al-aks. It is the opposite type of qiyas, and it's that type of qiyas al-aks specifically, that if you will get punishment for doing the forbidden act, so then it would mean that you should get a reward for doing the permissible act or the rewardable act. Excellent. We found the Zahiri scholars, the literalist scholars, they had an issue with some forms of qiyas, and they had an issue with qiyas as a tool for legal reasoning. And why? Because they said that the first one to make qiyas was who? Was Iblis. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. I was created from fire, and Adam was created from dust. How can I prostrate and bow down to him when he was created from dust, and I am created from fire, and fire is better than clay, fire is better than dust. Allahu musta'an. So the Zahiri said that the literalist scholars Ibn Hazm, Dawood al-Zahiri and others, they said the first one to make qiyas was shaitan. And so, we won't have any of this. We find another example of qiyas al-awla. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say uff to your parents. So qiyas al-awla would be that if you are not allowed to say uff to them, obviously swearing your mother, swearing your father, beating your father, beating your mother, this would obviously be haram min bab awla. This would be even haram to a greater extent than even saying uff. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we take a short break, and when we return, we go through the final points related to hadith number 25, insha'Allah. Hayyakumullah. Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, hadith number 25 dealt with various types of charity that we could engage ourselves in. We saw the companions competing with one another to do acts which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, they fast like us and they pray like us, and they give from the excess charity, they give from the excess wealth, they give in charity. Don't you have acts that you could do that you could earn charity? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to them, for every tasbih, every subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, ordering good, forbidding evil, and even when you are intimate with your spouse, you will get reward for this, subhanallah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we satisfy ourselves, we're going to get reward for this. Don't you see that if you satisfy yourself in the haram, you will get a sin? Well, if you do it in the halal, then you will get a reward. And we discussed that this hadith is also proof for qiyas, analogy, and more especially qiyas al-aks. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, there are many paths and ways to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have the ability to give some sort of sadaqah. Every type of good is a type of sadaqah. Do not overlook matters. Don't think that these are small matters or these are minor matters. Subhanallah, even the smile to the face of your fellow brother, to the face of your fellow sister, this is sadaqah. There's also a good type of jealousy. People are doing good and I am jealous that I want to be like them. I want to memorize so much of Quran. I want to give so much in charity. I want to stand in tahajjud. I've not stood in tahajjud for the past 5-10 years. I want to begin making tahajjud. There are hundreds of people in Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town who stand in tahajjud. Why am I missing out? No, I want to be there and I also want to make tahajjud. I will get up. Salatul Fajr, especially in these days, rather late it begins, it's winter, and so use that opportunity, wake 5-10 minutes, wake up before Salatul Fajr time enters, 5-10 minutes, and pray 2 or 4 rak'ahs of tahajjud, insha'Allah. I want to compete with the others. We also see that permissible acts, when done with a good intention, earns you reward. We also find, subhanAllah, beautiful, the convincing approach of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in speech. He mentioned the evidence. He mentioned this qiyas. He gave them this rational answer, and thus they were satisfied with that. When evidence is presented, it makes it much easier for the seeker to accept it. When you mention the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said such and such, or the evidence for this is the verse in the noble Quran such and such, then the seeker, you know, he is much more open to accepting that. We'll also find that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was open to being questioned. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, how come? How can it be that this person satisfies himself and he gets a reward for that? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not respond just because, well, I've told you that. Ma yantiqu anil hawa, I do not speak out of my own desires. This is what Allah's informed me. I am the Rasul, and this is what I've just told you. End of story. No! Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it to them. He gave them the example. He rationally satisfied them, and thus they accepted. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do acts of good. A madrasa, masha'Allah. I was with those students and I witnessed, masha'Allah, the Mawlana. Every single day after Salatul Asr, he asks the students, who did a good deed today? Who did a good act today? And the kids, even those who are teenagers, they compete with one another to put up their hands. I did this. What did you do? I shared my lunch with somebody. I thanked my mother for giving me lunch today. I said Bismillah before I ate. Who thanked Allah for a good deed today? Who thanked Allah for any blessing today? And the kids, they put up their hand. I thanked Allah for giving me parents. I thanked Allah that He gave me a nice school bag. SubhanAllah, you know the amazing things that kids think of. Fantastic, mashallah, that they are conscious of this. May Allah grant us tawfiq to thank Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and open up these various avenues for us to give charity. It's not only your money, brother or sister, but every type of good. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, seeing that hadith number 26 revolves around the similar topic, the topic of charity, we now move on to that hadith, insha'Allah. Hadith number 26, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when you hear the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم's name, then say صلى الله عليه وسلم. كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين اثنين صدقة. Every person's, every joint in their body must perform some sort of charity every day that the sun comes up. SubhanAllah. For every bone in my body, I'm supposed to do an act of charity every day. Every day. تَعْدِلُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ الصَّدَقَةِ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that to act justly between two people is an act of sadaqah. وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلْ فِي دَابَّتِهِ فَتَحْمِلُهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ تَرْفَعُ لَهُ عَلَيْهَا مَتَاعَهُ صَدَقَةِ. To help a man with his mount, lifting him onto the animal, or hoisting up his belongings, helping him with his belongings onto it, it is charity. وَالْكَلِمَةُ طَيِّبَةُ الصَّدَقَةِ. And a good word is also sadaqah. Saying a good word to somebody, you know, meeting them with a cheerful expression on your face is sadaqah. Saying something good to them, bringing some good news to them, it is sadaqah. وَبِكُلِّ خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة الصدقة. And for every step that you take towards the salah, it is صدقة. وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة. And to remove something harmful from the road, it is also a type of صدقة. سبحان الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. The تخريج of this hadith number one. This hadith is authentic, reported by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Ahmed, Ibn Khuzaymah, al-Bayhaqi, and others. So, very famous and authentic hadith, walhamdulillah. And it also similar to the previous hadith, that what? That there are many avenues for charity. We find that the other versions of this hadith give us some extra information. إِنَّهُ خُلِقَ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ The hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim upon the authority of Aisha. إِنَّهُ خُلِقَ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ عَلَى سِتِينَ وَثَلَاثْ وَمِئَةَ مَفْصِلٍ فَمَنْ كَبَّرَ اللَّهُ وَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَهَلَّلَ اللَّهُ وَسَبَّحَ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهُ And for every person, the one who every single human being is created with 360 joints in their body. Whoever mentions Allah's greatness or praises Allah or states Allah's oneness or asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness or removes a stone from the path of the people or a thorn or a bone from the pathway of the people, then what? Then this person will be recorded as he is given some sadaqah. Or he orders good, eradicates evil to the amount of, to the amount of this 360 bones and joints. He walks on that day having distanced himself from the fire. So you need every day recommendation for every joint in your body. You need to do an act of sadaqah. And it's not only in terms of money. You're doing some good. You prevent people from some evil. You bring some good news to some people. You remove some harm from the pathway of the people. You say subhanallah. You say alhamdulillah. You say Allahu Akbar. You ask Allah for forgiveness. All of these are acts of sadaqah. And they cover up that 360. Walhamdulillah. We found the other version, the hadith in Sahih Muslim upon the authority of Abu Dharr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every morning there is upon the bones and the joints of any one of you a charitable act that should be done. Every tasbih is a charitable act. Every tahmid is a charitable act. Every tahleel, la ilaha illallah. Every takbir is a charitable act. Ordering good is a charitable act. Eradicating evil is a charitable act. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that it is sufficient to pray two rakahs of salatul duha, and this will also suffice for the charity of the day. What? Two rakahs of salatul duha. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. General comments with regards to this hadith is similar to the previous, that charity is not specific to wealth. Rather, there are numerous deeds which also can equate giving of charity. It is charity in and of itself. We found that Abu Huraira narrates this hadith, and we've discussed his biography previously. Walhamdulillah. The hadith. Every joint of everyone has upon it a recommendation of charity for every day which the sun rises. For every joint in our body. Allah created us in the most beautiful and in the best of forms. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ And we created man in the best of molds. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ We shall show them, we will show mankind our signs in the universe and in their own selves, in their own bodies, until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. Allah mentions, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيات للموقنين What a beautiful verse. Surah Dhariyat verse 20-21. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيات للموقنين And on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِّرُونَ And also in your own selves, in your own bodies, will you not see? Will you not study? Study the own human being's body, subhanAllah. And in it there are signs for people who ponder, people who reflect. SubhanAllah. And so as some have said in particular that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this beautiful form, and thus we need to do these acts of thanking Allah and these acts of charity to equate for all of those joints and all of those bones. Is this an obligation, this type of charity every day? No, majority of the ulama state that this is a recommendation. كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة. For every sulama generally will be translated as like joints, but literally it means the sulama refers to the small bones, especially in the hands and the feet. The small bones found in the hands and the feet. Subhanallah, how intricate. And all types of good that we do, and all types of work that we do, we use our hands, mashallah, tabarakallah. How important our hands and our feet are. Allahu musta'an. We hold, we grasp, we construct, we build, we design all with our hands. So imagine how much we need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that, as some of the ulama have stated, that if we need to give charity every day, for the bones that we have, small tiny bones in our hands and our feet, we need to give thanks to Allah and give charity for this here. So how much more thanks, qiyas awla again, how much more thanks and charity we need to give for our hearts, for our nervous system, for our respiratory system, for all of the other complex systems of the body. If for the small bones, your hands cut off, you can still survive. But your brains removed, you cannot survive. Your heart's removed, you cannot survive. So they are more important than the hand and the feet. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning here, for your hand and your feet, you need to give some sort of charity. So how much more with regards to the other parts of our bodies? Wallahu, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida la'allakum tashkurun. And Allah brought you out of the wombs of your mothers while you knew nothing, and He gave you hearing, gave you sight, gave you that heart that you might give thanks. Why? Gave you sight, gave you hearing, and gave you a heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that maybe you would give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If we try to count up, add up the favors of Allah upon us, will we be able to count it all? No, subhanallah. And so take note, brothers and sisters, these joints in your hands, these small tiny bones, this body, this complex system that Allah has designed, you have good health, give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it's an amana and a responsibility. Look after yourself. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings whose reward may be, many people, they lose good health and free time. People waste it. People waste their good health and they waste their free time, subhanallah. And then the time comes when they don't have that good health, then they start complaining. When they don't have free time, Allahu musta'an, when they are too busy and they don't find time for themselves, Allahu musta'an. So make good use of it when it is available to you. Kullu sulama minan nasi alayhi sadaqa. كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس. For every single day that the sun rises, we need to give this type of sadaqah. تعدل بين اثنين صدقة. That you judge between two individuals in the matter, or you make islah between people, you bring them together, they have some conflict, they have some issue, they have some problem. We are even allowed to lie, to join between two people. Husband, wife has some issue, you go and lie to the husband, lie to the wife, bring them back together, say he said something good about you, say she said something good about you, bring them together, you could lie. Why? Because of the great benefit in them coming together. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And fear Allah and make reconciliation amongst one another. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues, وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلْ فِي دَابَتِهِ. And to help a person on his animal. to help him on the animal, to help him with his belongings, you know, to put them, tie them on the animal, put them into his caravan. This is a type of sadaqah. Today we would say, you know, like giving somebody a lift, driving him somewhere, dropping him off somewhere. You know, this would be like similar to that, helping him on that animal. Somebody needs to put some stuff, offload the vehicle, load the vehicle, you help with all of that. Then these are acts of sadaqah. Walhamdulillah. والكلمة الطيبة صدقة. A good word is a type of صدقة. Verbally ordering somebody to do good, preventing them from evil, they are acts of صدقة. Advising your brother is an act of صدقة. Calling somebody to Islam is an act of صدقة. Interceding on behalf of somebody, you know what, brother, I know this guy here, and you know, give him this job or help him out with this matter. You interceded on somebody's behalf. This was صدقة. Speaking to people in a way which makes them happy, speaking to your mother, to your father, speaking to your kids, to your spouse, to your friends, to your family, whoever it might be, to the old guy down the road, speaking to him in a good manner, these are all acts of sadaqah. Subhanallah. Look at the vastness of our deen. Look at the comprehensive nature of our deen. Subhanallah. Every step you take towards the prayer, it is sadaqah. Every step you walk towards that masjid, it is sadaqah. Removing some harm from the pathways of the people, this is sadaqah. As some ulama said, that if the Muslims practiced upon this last portion of this hadith, then you know, the area where the Muslims stay, there will not be any dirt. There will not be any litter on the streets. Why? Because they practice upon this, that removal of any type of dirt, any harm from the pathways of the people, this is sadaqah. Subhanallah. In fact, it is a portion of iman. Al-iman bid'u wa sittuna shu'ba. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, faith, iman, it is 70 or 60 odd branches. Afdaluha la ilaha illallah. The best of it is to say la ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha, and the lowest of the branches of iman, imatatul adha anit tariq, is to remove some harm from the pathways of the people, from the roads of the people, where people walk, where we people drive, etc. Wal haya'u shu'batun min al iman, and to have modesty is also a part of iman. Subhanallah. Imagine if we practiced upon that. In fact, sometimes, many a times, we feel that it's beneath me, you know, to pick up this dirt from the pathway. How much worse it would be, that individual, he litters. He throws some dirt out of the moving vehicle, driving, and he just had some sandwich, and he throws it, wrappings and stuff, throws it out of the vehicle. He's walking, he just spits out something there. He's just walking somewhere else, he had a sweet or whatever, and he just throws the wrappings, you know, wherever. Allahumma musta'an, litter bug, as we would call him, subhanallah. Allahumma musta'an. The believer, the sign of iman is that he picks this up and he gets rid of it. He removes it from the pathways of the people. And lastly, salatul duha, as is found in the other narration, if one performs salatul duha, then this is also, it suffices as the 360 acts of charity. Salatul awwabin, or it's called salatul duha, its time begins plus minus around 20 minutes after sunrise, and up to, you know, the time of zawal, you have all of this time for salatul duha. It's also called salatul awwabin, and the best time to pray it is when the sun is like nice and hot, maybe around 9 o'clock these days or 10 o'clock these days. It's good to pray this salatul duha, 2 rakahs or 4 rakahs or 6 or whatever, inshallah. And it's called salatul awwabin. Why? Because people have gone to their businesses and the dunya, and these others have turned around and they've come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwabin, they've come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakumullah ya mashaykh. And on that note, we come to the end of hadith number 26. These two are hadith dealing with what topic? Dealing with the topic of charity. And charity is much greater than giving with your wealth. Every type of good is a type of charity. Walhamdulillah. We find that the verse of the Noble Quran mentions, and have we not made for him a pair of eyes, and a tongue, and a pair of lips? Surah Balad, verse number 8 and 9. Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said that this verse here, he spent the night crying after reading this verse. And then he said to somebody who questioned, he said, have you ever spent one night, just one night in your entire life, the entire night giving thanks to Allah for these two eyes which He's given you to see, and for this tongue which He's given you that you speak? We've not even done that, subhanAllah. You lived 60 years, 70 years, you not even spend one night giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knee that has served you for about 50, 60 years, without any pain, without any problems. Those teeth, mashaAllah, in that beautiful mouth of yours, that tooth, it served you now for about 40 years. 40 years, day in, day out, you eat this junk, you eat that, whatever it might be. You've been eating, mashaAllah, and it's given you a full service, walhamdulillah, without any pain, without any issue, without any rotting or cavity. Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you and given you this bounty. And you know what? If Allah has given you the ability to thank Him, then that's another favor of Allah upon you. May Allah grant us that favor, that He allows us the opportunity to thank Him, subhanAllah. And any good that anyone does to you, you also thank them. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does not thank other human beings has in reality not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of matters, do not look down upon any type of good, no matter how small the act might be. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Do not belittle, discount any type of good deed that a person might perform, even if it is just greeting your brother with a smiling face. Hadith where? Hadith in Sahih Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with smiling faces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds. يُمَّ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health and family will be able to have them, except the one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart which is sound. May Allah grant us khair and barakah. حَيَّاكُمُ اللَّهِ. Until we meet again. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَرَكَ لَعَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.